Okay. And I got in there and I was playing with some of the graphic settings, and they've done, just like Eve, they've done a good thing where like every now and then they'll like, here's, you know, throw on another layer of, you know,
shiny
polish.
Yeah.
You know? And I got in there and like I created my guy. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's City of Heroes. Like, there's a lot of creativity what goes into creating your guy. And
I just, how long did it take this time?
No. I was just popping in to look. I created like some dude wearing a black leotard. Like, took me 5 minutes. I didn't feel like fucking around.
Right.
What's funny is
now you're attached to him.
I'm not. No, I'm not. The point of it is that they've added so many perks and benefits over time, so many bonuses for having stayed around so long or achieved so much, whatever. They're like, I saw all these level ones popping in, and they were like flying around, and like had like all like extra items and like capes already or some shit like that. And I'm like, well, this is weird. Like, because just to put it into perspective again, I quit with issue 3,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and they've just launched issue 14.
14.
So,
the three guys I got so far, I got a zombie blaster, just like a.
Are these heroes, or
yeah.
did you make a villain?
I have a villain.
Okay.
See,
I don't know how that works. I wasn't even around
scrapper?
For that shit.
Yeah, okay, not tanker, scrapper.
I can't.
Hang on a second. Nobody can hear you. This is going to be loud.
Yeah, you need that mic.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for blowing the stealth intro, man.
Sorry.
I got the alarm.
The bleep.
All right,
he's,
let me tell
he's
you
new.
This is how it works. We just start talking like we always do, right?
And then just hit record.
And then Scott just surreptitiously hits record
at some point.
And then we sort of drift in, right? So then everybody kind of comes in and it's like, hey, they just walked into the room and a bunch of assholes are talking about video games.
Okay.
That's what happens. It's not over there. Pretend it doesn't exist. Don't look at it. And eventually something will happen. There'll be a pause, a laugh, a gasp, an inhalation, some sort of recognition that at a moment has passed. And then Scott will say, and welcome to in-game chat.
Which might as well be that moment now. Fucking thing open. Welcome to In-Game Chat for April the 9th, 2009. We are the official podcast, colonygamers.com. You can check us out there at our forums, or you can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net, or check us out at ingamechat.net as well.
Continue, Matt.
Waits for Jeremy.
Okay.
Okay, and now that we're on that, we're on the subject of City Heroes.
So what are you doing?
Back
I also
Matt.
Have a villain, Rex McNasty.
Rex McNasty.
Yeah.
Oh, the naming convention was always fun.
Yeah,
couldn't think of something. Sometimes
it was as hard as the costume.
Yeah, because what you want is like, oh, I'll take this. And well, they mentioned, I don't know if you've kept up with the Rooster Teeth stuff, but they have a new series that's called Captain Dynamic, and it's about City of Heroes and the issue 14 with the architect and everything. Mm-hmm. And they got one of the guys from Bare Naked Ladies, and he's actually playing Captain Dynamic. And they're asking him, like, well, why'd you come up with that name? And he's like, well, all the other good names were taken. Yeah, and it's kind of like that. But I just threw up a villain together just to see what
it
was like.
This is something I always found very oppressive about World of Warcraft, the single word naming convention.
Really? You can only do the one line?
No characters, one word, and it's something like...
How many letters?
I don't think it's much. I think it's like 12 characters.
Hmm.
You know? Very, very limiting. It's kind of nice to go to something, back to something like City of Heroes or to Eve, which has like... You know, whatever. Like, very, very complicated. I mean, whatever. You can actually have a name. Something that it doesn't seem like it would be terribly hard to do on something like World of Warcraft, but yeah. Whatever.
My zombie blaster is just, you know, my regular bullet food, but for my scrapper...
Your regular bullet food?
Yeah, my regular bullet food. But my scrapper, his name is Agronaut.
Agronaut?
Yeah, he's a scrapper.
How good for you. That's really great. Congratulations.
We just weren't that clever.
No.
What was yours?
Apparently neither was I.
Frakir was my scrapper. I liked my defender.
Which
my defender was Citizen.
Yeah,
so
Citizen.
I was always yell Citizen to rest when I was attacking. It was funny.
I like that.
Dude,
your first was what? Mechanist?
The Mechanist.
Yes.
The Mechanist. I really liked him. He was actually kind of a cool guy. I don't know what my problem was with him. But I enjoyed it. It's like certain kind of really great creativity. You know, mm-hmm. I really liked the bios. I wish they were a little published a little bit better, but I felt like really good anytime somebody would read my guy's bio and compliment me on it, because they had really good bios. It was a really, really fun thing to play around with. We were talking about this the other night, of course, after the show, but I'm really I'm anxious for Champions, you know?
Yeah.
I really have no interest in comparing it to City of Heroes, to be quite honest with you. I don't want to be like, well, it's the new City of Heroes, and City of Heroes is just so old, you know, anything like that. I'm like, clearly it's the comic book motif, it's the same guys, for better or for worse, I don't know. But it's a new thing, and like, there's nothing like the new MMO smell. Like, there's nothing like it on Earth. Like, an MMO is only new once.
Yeah.
There's only, like, one brief period of time when every asshole on the server doesn't know what's going on. And there's a, there's guys who have, like, definitely played the beta and are trying to surge ahead, and people who've read the forums and stuff. But, like, there's this really great thing that happens, particularly in a standard leveling MMO, mm-hmm. where, like, you join up, right? You join up and you're like, holy shit! What's going on?
Yeah.
You know? And there's some guy who's like two levels ahead of you who, to you, knows everything.
Right, right.
Because that guy's a level four.
It's a great
sense. Obviously he knows
what's going on.
It's a great sense of discovery. Yeah.
And then the level four guy is like, hey, level twos, come here, let's do this. And then the level four asks a question, and like the level seven is like, oh, it's this shit over here. And you're like, holy shit, that guy knows everything. You know? And it's really cool, and that sort of works all the way up the chain for a while, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like first day of school, but like first day of like third grade kind of school.
Yeah, yeah.
Not first day of high school kind of school, of course. Like, where you like, I don't know, want to take some hydrocodone and just go to sleep in homeroom? Or is that just me? Whatever. But it was just really exciting. I enjoyed it, because I remember when we started playing, like, you were in it before we were. And I remember, like, when you posted the screenshot, you're like, I can hover. And I was like, that motherfucker! Fuck him! I'm going home and playing.
I remember when it came out of, what did it come out of? I think I had a pre-order on 13.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for the Xbox 13. And they're like, hey, it's one of the guys at the store, I think it was Jason, called me and said, no, it wasn't, it was that other guy. That little short turd that used to work there. He called me up and he's like, hey man, you wanna come pick up your game? I was like, oh fuck, I forgot I put money down. No, I don't want it. I don't want that game. He's like, well, what do you want me to do with this money? What do you want me to roll it over to? I said, I don't know, what's coming out? And he went down the list. He's like, oh, City of Heroes is coming. I said, yeah, put it on that. And then it came in and I grabbed it, and yeah. Of course I made a stupid Superman clone.
Yeah.
What do we call him?
Super Disarray.
Yeah.
Was it Disarray?
Yeah,
it was Disarray. Because we didn't know. It was just, I jumped on a server and like tried to, and then I was like, look, I can hover. Yeah. Come here, watch. Here I go. Watch, I'm going to hover. Ooh. Click. Slowly I rise. And
bullshit. I got, fuck him.
Yeast was faster than how fast it was for me to hover.
You were.
It was slowly rise, but it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's, you know, it doesn't even really matter what any particular thing is. Like, I just like getting a bunch of people I know and a whole lot of other people I don't know.
I've still got Christian Bale.
Do you?
Yeah. Dressed up as Batman. Which, God, how long ago was that? It was first when we did it, because I didn't want anybody else to grab Christian Bale's name. Because I was going to be like, I'm getting Christian Bale, he's going to be Batman. That's what it is. And but I can't remember how long before Dark Knight ever came out.
That was a long time. It was basically when we like heard the casting.
Yeah, fuck. So yeah.
It's nonetheless like a very fun thing, a very neat thing. And I like I said, it, regardless of Champions coming out, I really want to look at like this user-created content stuff.
You've got a
like,
lot more to look at, though.
Yeah. You got to bet your ass.
I was there up and I was there when they let you build bases. Bases, whatever the fuck.
Dude, I haven't gone for 4 years.
Yeah, I know. You were gone for a while. So I got to see villains rise up. I got to see the bases come into play. I got to see, what's that other thing they added in? The people drop loot.
Yeah.
I never got to see how they worked that into the game.
And I guess crafting or whatever it's called, whatever they call it.
And I know they've done a lot of, they've modified and re-engineered some of the zones.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all been changed. So you got a lot to look at.
Yeah, I mean, but whatever. Like I said, I bought it. It was $10 on the shelf. I was like, well, fuck. And, like, I knew that they were coming out with this, the user-made content stuff. I was like, well, I have to see that. Like, that sounds so unbelievably cool. And I at least need to give a tip of the hat, you know, a $10 tip of the hat to that kind of thing and see kind of how it's implemented. And I wouldn't mind, you know, putting my hand to it.
Yeah, I'd love it. I can't wait to sign back in. My problem was I signed in once and I said, well, let me see what happens if I just up all my settings. And I did that.
Yeah.
And I had to restart in order for it to take effect. And I restarted. It was horrible. It was the worst thing I could have possibly done. Because now, it takes for... I mean, I can still log in. It just takes forever for all that shit to load up on the screen.
They've kind of, like, layered graphical improvements on top of what was already there.
Yeah. And I can't even move. I can't even move my character. The reaction time is about the time it takes to hover.
Yeah,
it's just very, very slow. So I got to log in, let it sit for a second, throw all my settings back down to zero, restart it, and then go from there. But yeah, I definitely will jump back in there and throw another, what was it, $15?
Yeah.
On the card? Yeah, $15 a month.
Yeah, off the get-go, you have a jump pack.
So where you want? What are you doing? You're playing around a lot over there, I see.
Yeah,
This is Matt. Matt brought in a new computer. I mean, fucking A, he hooked up. I used up every one of our slots on our fuck.
Power strip.
Jesus Christ.
Just only need two of them. One from a hard drive, one from a box, my laptop.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's fucking around with you. Well, you're on Pinnacle, right?
Yeah.
That's what you said, which is where...
Where we used to hang.
That was our old joint.
That's our server.
But I'm doing it through the villains. So it's, I guess, Rogue Island?
Fuck you! I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's kind of crazy because everything's all in, you know, disarray. You know, and
villainous?
Yeah, villainous. You know, the smoke and burning and...
Oh, well, clearly.
Yeah, you're in the Rogue Isles.
Yeah.
You're not in Paragon City. You're at the Rogue Isles.
Unless there's something
like
I was...
Bizarro Paragon City. Yeah.
Unless there was something I was completely missing, and I really had no need to go back to, like, characters I already had.
Yeah.
I didn't mind starting over, because
I know what's really fun
thing.
To make, and
no?
I don't...
Tell
again,
me, what? Been, what is it?
The mastermind and the villain thing. You get your pets.
You get some dudes.
You know?
You got dudes, yeah.
You get those pets, and you get that big motherfucking pet.
Yeah.
What did I name my pets? I think I gave them a bunch of different names, but I started out with Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Right.
And then my big guy was Gizmo Duck.
Nice.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Okay, it's live. I will install it on my Mighty Box. And,
you're distracting the crew, man.
I will play
Sorry.
It. And then I will get names from you.
Nice.
And I'm a little jealous that you're distracted because I can't see.
Scott, sit down.
Oh, damn.
Playing through. Once my jetpack loads back up, I'll show you.
Man, that's really good, too.
Scott, build a new PC. It's cheap. Look, let me tell you what to do.
All right. Go to Liquid Rain's post?
Yes. You're going to go visit the Immortal Machine sub-forum on Colony of Gamers. And you're going to spend a little time there. And you're going to open Windows, open tabs in your browser, and you're going to go to Newegg, and you're going to go to Tiger Direct, and you're going to, like, price things out.
I've got my wish list set up.
Okay, well, there you go.
You want to look through my wish list and be like, look, you only need that. Don't throw this.
I know what you need to do. You need to click Add to Cart. It's not hard.
Is there a place I can go where they give me, like, denominations of money that I can add to my cards in order to have that? Because I need that first before I do the other stuff.
So, speaking of...
money?
No.
Oh.
Adding to cart?
What do we have to say about that? We don't have any.
Oh, the 100 MMOs. Bucks. The 100 bucks collector's edition is what I was going
to
say.
Oh, okay. I don't know which way to go from what we're talking about, but I do know that Funcom has announced their new MMO.
What is it?
Flashing Lights, The Secret World.
Secret World of what?
Fucking secrets, man. What the hell is... Why do you want to know? Who's asking?
Because it's a world. Secret.
Why are you asking
secret,
so many
obviously
questions?
Obviously want to know.
Why are you so interested in what we're doing over here? What is Secret World? It's not a parallel dimension. It's not an alternate reality. It's the world outside these blinds. It's down that alley to the left behind the fence. It's an abandoned warehouse. It's that strange little town in the Middle East. Really? It's that...
I've been to that town. It's not friendly.
It's that haunted forest. It's all the places we avoid, all the locations that make us feel uneasy. It's the stories on the news about the missing person who people think has been murdered, but the story's been covered up. It's the things that the authorities don't want us to know about. It's what the governments are hiding. It's what the secret societies are suppressing. That's the secret world. It's a world behind our world, hidden by a veil. Clearly, it's a Neil Gaiman novel.
So it's a conspiracy MMO.
Yeah. Hmm. Something like that. I don't know. I don't know. It sounds a little bit like... seriously, it sounds to me like a Neil Gaiman novel, but they could do worse. You know what? All right, look. They completely screwed the pooch, and screwed the pooch doesn't even come close to describing how badly Age of Conan failed.
Because that's Funcom, yeah.
Anarchy Online was some tight shit. Like, we never got deep into it.
Anarchy Online is what gave you hope for...
Anarchy Online is what taught us how awesome it is to play with people you know.
Yeah.
Because back when we had Shop 2 with the basement from Forever...
Yes.
And we were all, like, broke as ass, you know. We, like, went up to the mall, and they had, like, a bunch of fucking cheap-ass... Like, Anarchy was, like, a year old. And it was like, fuck, this thing's $15. Mm-hmm. And they give you a month. Fuck it, everybody buy a copy. So we, like, bought a copy, went back to the shop and played it, and we're like, where are you? I'm over here. Where am I? You're right there. Holy shit, I can see you. You know, it was all like, it was whatever. Like, it taught us how awesome it is to do that kind of thing together with, like, your mates. And that was very important. It was not the first MMO experience I'd had, but the first, like, you know, we're all in the same zone coming from the same sort of zone. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was a big fucking deal, man. So,
anytime I think of Anarchy Online, right? I think of when we were all doing the synchronized dancing.
Yeah, synchronized dancing, yeah.
Drew the
really
huge crowd. Someone was like, hey, can I get you to perform for my in-game wedding?
It was great, man. It was really good. I have a special place in my heart for Anarchy. So, yeah, I'm very interested if they want to try something else. Although, as special a place as that has in my heart, like, there's also like a dark, rotten, sort of necrotic part of my heart that's really pissed off about Age of Conan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was the most promising, like, first 20 levels that turned into, like, complete butthole. Mm. It was really bad, too, because it was kind of cool.
Well, the thing Anarchy never delivered on was its big events that it was supposed to have. It's supposed to advance the story a lot. And, I read that novel that dude wrote for it when it came out, and that was some good stuff.
Yeah.
That story had a lot of promise.
No, I know the community is relatively jaded, community of just people on the whole, and toward MMOs, but I love them, and, like, at the very least, I'll buy a new MMO for the free month. Like, I pay $50 for a PC game that I'll probably play for a month, I guess. It's not a very good justification, I know, but I love new MMOs, man. I love them brand new, out of the package, when nothing's quite working right, you know? Mm-hmm. That makes no sense, I understand. There you go. I really enjoy. Would you stop it? Stop doing something interesting over there. Stop it. I know you're in a door mission.
Yeah, I know. We're here
I saw
to talk
what
about
you
games.
Did.
It's very strange. We're here to talk about games, not play games. Turn it off.
Whatever. I speak from a place of authority because I used to sit upstairs while we were on the air and play World of Warcraft.
Play World of Warcraft. Exactly.
Huh? What? Oh, yeah. It's stupid. I don't know why those guys are doing that. What are you talking about?
Dude, is your internet down? Yeah, my guys are stuck here.
So what was the next thing? What was the next thing? Come on, stuff's happening.
Yeah, plenty of stuff's
talk about
happening.
It. All right, seriously, did we find out whether it's stainless steel or not? Because that Batarang is, like, really hot.
I know.
I don't really get in for collector's editions that don't have really awesome action figures.
It's a good
like
set.
The Chris action figure?
No, fuck the Chris action figure. Fuck the Sea Viper action figure. nothing is measured.
I love the Africa medallion that, yeah, whatever.
Altair. Action, like, nothing has measured up since the Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yeah.
The Altair action figure.
Right.
What a fucking jip
wasn't
that was.
Short on action.
Holy shit.
Short on figure, too.
Short, yeah. God, I thought, it comes in a big tin. This is great.
Yeah.
There he is, like in the very tiny corner.
Which now I suppose for what it's worth, we have to like say, okay, you must provide us with like a Big Sister action figure.
To go with our Big
to
Daddy.
To go with my Big Daddy action
figure. Yeah. That would only make sense.
And if you could have like a little sister in like her hunchback cage like thing, like, yeah, right up there.
Hamster nice. Cage?
Yeah. I thought, yeah, that would be really good. But, like, I've seen pictures of, like, the Batarang, and I'm like, that looks like a no-shit Batarang.
I know. I've looked at that
That's
thing.
That's probably not a good idea to sell to people.
Like, yeah, it's obvious. Well,
it's going to be, like, playing the game, and, like, I mean, you're going to have a Batarang that came with the game, and, like, somebody's going to want to, like, Batarang their dog or their little sister, you know?
But I like it. I think it's pretty good. They give you some download codes. They give you a lot of documentation and a behind the scenes DVD, which is nice.
Documentation of what?
48 page journal that they give you.
Oh, like the fictional. The stuff that's part of the fiction. I thought you
Not the full color manual.
I was like, well,
that's not a highlight for me. Yeah, Even though they put it in the highlights, that's not a highlight for me. Now, the little leather bound case thing, I don't like
sure,
that.
No, it's great. Yeah, it's really nice. I'm just saying, it looks good. Now, $100, that's a bill, man. Mm-hmm. You know what you can buy with that? A new hard drive for your PC upgrade.
That's
you can get a terabyte for that.
You can get a lot. Yeah, can do just fine.
That's a toughie.
It is a toughie. That's a lot.
Well, we say 100. Actually, I don't think 100 has been announced officially yet, but I'm sure that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's what
I know Amazon shows it on their site. I know GameStop shows it on their site. But even the press release that announced this didn't give a price.
Right.
If for some reason it was any less than 100, if it was under 90, yeah, probably. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I got killed in Halo 3. Halo 3's little shit. I was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going
the helmet.
No more cat helmets.
Like I'll go. Okay, so a game costs 60, but they say, well, the collector's edition costs 70. If you throw in some cool shit like BioShock did when their collector's edition cost $70, wasn't 100 and you got a figure, $70 and you got that Big Daddy figure. You want to do that? That's fine. You want me to go $10 extra to get your extra content if it's something I want? Sure, I'll do that. But no more of this whatever the fuck. What was it, $130 for that damn thing?
I can pick it up for like $60 now.
I can pick it up for cheaper than that probably. But wasn't it like $130 for the helmet?
Yeah.
Around there.
Fuck. I did that and I was like, oh, I got the helmet. It's, you know, the fucking thing sitting in a corner somewhere in one of my rooms in the house. Never taken out of the cloth, whatever that it was in. It's just, I don't know. I just think it was ridiculous. And it's also ridiculous that not long after I started seeing them for about $60, $100, so much less.
Yeah.
And so I look at this and I'm like, well, I definitely want to play the game, so I'll rent that. But maybe I ought to hold off on this collector's edition and maybe they drop. I don't know. I really don't know. Really want that battery.
I would guess that it wouldn't be metal. I would think that it would be plastic or something, because having, you know, a full metal Batarang is just asking for a lawsuit.
No. They don't know that. It's, yeah, I'm sure it's plastic. It can't be metal. It can't.
This has a little tag on a sticker on it that says, do not throw it in, you know, small children and dogs.
It can't be. You'd have to sign a goddamn release when you buy it if it was metal, because, you know, the store would be held liable. That you buy it from,
why.
The company would be held liable.
I don't know why. Like, it's, metal's not necessarily an inherently more lethal substance than plastic. You know. I'm just saying.
True. Have you ever heard of plastic gear solid? No. Metal is more lethal. Or at least sneaky.
What the fuck ever.
Borderlands. Did you see that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Borderlands. I don't give a fuck what color the people are if they just release the motherfucker. I'm just glad it's not gone. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I agree, like, okay, cool, we're not quite going to cel shading, and the scans of the pictures, which some of which may be in-game stuff, some of which may not be, it's unclear. Cel shading is clearly out. That's not exactly what's going on here. But yes, it's undergone a major graphical overhaul. Like it or don't like it, at least, you know, things that aren't coming out don't really undergo major graphical overhauls, I say, as my brain reminds me of Duke Nukem Forever. In general, things that aren't coming out don't get complete overhauls. So I'm glad. It's like, hey, Borderlands news. Yeah, but it's about these weird colors. But yes, it's about Borderlands, and that means it's still coming out. So I'm very happy about that. I am optimistic that E3 will have, like some genuinely good news. And as a part of that good news, we will get a release date, because I want to play some Borderlands. Like, I know we haven't seen much, and we got, like, a little bit of information out of it last year, but that shit was cool. Like,
yeah.
And I trust Randy.
That Mad Max trailer?
Is that from, that wasn't from, that wasn't from E3.
Was it from? Or was it?
Well, I know we had that Mad Max trailer on Xbox Live.
No. This was a presentation where Randy was, like, where Randy Pitchford was, like, demoing the game.
Oh, I didn't see that.
At kind of a tech demo level.
I don't think it was E3. I think it was something else, but I can't remember what.
All I remember explicitly is, like, I fell in love with their procedural weapons generation thing. Like, they had this technology for generating weapons procedurally. So he, like, you know, pushed a weapon puke button, and, like, weapons just were, like, like, all over the place, like, everywhere. And he started picking one up. He's like, yeah, man, I never seen this gun before. He's like, wow, it's like this kind of gun. That's fucked up. I've never seen this. Like, that's totally crazy. Look what I did. You know? I was like, God damn it, that's really awesome. Like, I like collecting weapons. It's like fun. And he drove around, he shot people. Like, that looks great. You know? I don't know. It's, I'm down with it, you know? I really liked Pitchford's thing, so. I'm excited. Whatever. Your dudes can be whatever color you want them to be, as long as, like, you give me your game. And I'll be totally happy.
I know there's an MMO that was supposed to be coming out sometime in the relative future. Not Fallout, but it's like that, where it's, you know, post-apocalyptic nuclear wasteland.
What?
MMO.
What? Nuclear?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, did you see the guys working on Stargate World said, oh, by the way, we're still here. We're still working on this.
Did they?
Cause yeah,
like,
they did.
Because briefly it was like, who was it that, was it one of the producers or something that responded? It was like, fuck if I know. We got a game here. I don't fucking know. Too bad.
It was like, it should have been out by now. And since it's not, I'm assuming it's like not coming out. And then the guys were like, no, hey, we're still here. We're still working on it like every day. We need more money to actually get it out, but we're still working on it.
We need more money to, you know, because we haven't been paid in 14 months. Or something like that. But it's really tragic. I don't ever expect anything realistic to happen with that game, but I would like to see it released to people at some level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever going to be, you know, what people had wanted it to be when they heard about it, but something, anything, just release it.
You know, the last episode we did, we were talking about how we don't know when games are going to get released anymore. It's always a surprise now.
Yeah, of course
sort
it is.
Of, and, you know, the very next day they announced that Prototype is going to be out on June 9th, which happens to be the same day that Batman comes out. Ooh. Which happens to be the same month that Ghostbusters comes out.
I'd say June,
which
July
is, the same,
is a packed
which theoretically
couple
is
months.
The same month the Champions comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the same time that Infamous comes out for everybody who has a PS3.
Infamous and Prototype always seem
I know.
Always had this.
I look forward to comparing the two. I don't need one or
the other.
Isn't
that around
the
same
other
time Jumpgate's coming out?
Theoretically, although I expect to see Jumpgate a little bit later.
All right.
I don't know.
Operation Flashpoint. All right. Flashpoint 2 comes out same month.
And the next 2 months are like, we got Wolverine coming out next month, but that's about it. Actually, I think maybe Flashpoint's coming out next month.
Maybe
as well.
You're right. Maybe it is next month.
But June is fucking choked,
it's
man.
It's Christmas in June.
June is crazy full of stuff happening. So I don't know. I mean, huzzah. You know, I guess it's another March, February, whatever we had.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. Good stuff. Thanks. I won't be buying everybody, but, you know, I'll be participating nonetheless. Yeah, maybe it's just me. Maybe I haven't paid attention enough. But, I mean, I've seen enough Prototype to know that I will be playing Prototype.
Yeah,
that's
it's
all.
Got a damn good Crackdown feel to it. The Infamous, not so much.
Infamous is like, I do shit with electricity. Watch this.
Yeah.
I just fucked that guy up with electricity. And why don't you fuck this other guy up with electricity? I was like, sold!
But they threw morality in there, where it's like, the more you fuck up the innocent, the more... I don't know. The more, I don't know.
Electricity you get?
Yeah, the more electricity you get. No, the more that either the people fear you or they praise you, you know? You can either be worshipped or feared, that sort of thing, all depending on what you do.
And whatever, and we've been down that road before.
I know. But I don't like that they threw that in there. I like the prototype situation where it's just like, hey, you guys don't care. You're all zombies or you're all fucked up.
Yeah.
You all get to die.
I'm prototype guy. I'm guy in a hoodie. Like, what can you do about it?
I can pick up cars.
I've got a hoodie and like an 8-foot claw hand. Like,
I can mimic people.
I can jump a million. I'll fucking destroy you. So yeah, I'll be playing both of them. I don't even know why I really want to like put the two of them together in my head. Kind of like
for whatever reason, they've always been. I'll always see a screenshot of like, wait a second, let me find the yellow. Is that prototype or is it Infamous? Oh, it's Infamous. Okay. Up until I bought Killzone 2, I didn't know fucking Infamous was a PS3 exclusive.
I hadn't been paying attention enough.
Yeah, just a month or so ago.
Speaking of Killzone, they sold like, sold like half a million. Which like, is pretty good. Like, that's like, what, 6 weeks? Not even?
Yeah, no, that's good. For PS3 only title, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. Great. I mean, you know, good job. Obviously, it like falls somewhat short of like the...
What was the number on the DSi?
Oh.
600?
Yeah, something like that. 1,000? Like 600K in the U.S. already.
I know it's been selling hot in Europe, too.
Actually, that was just over the release weekend, 600K. Over U.S. and EU release weekend.
Okay.
So, that's a couple or two. Like,
got, what, three in here?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's around. I mean,
probably
going to
be four eventually.
Dicks.
Yep.
What else do we have? Oh, Amazon put Xbox Live Marketplace on there. It's there.
That's some oddball shit.
I love it.
I think it's very cool because
that's very nice.
You have actually this is something I don't understand, and maybe I'm misunderstanding because I have not read deep into the article and so I haven't read any commentary or analysis, but correct me if I'm wrong. You're buying the game code from Amazon.
Yes.
Right. Which means that this whole, like, bullshit leftover point rollover...
It's done.
...is done.
Yeah.
If you choose to buy things in this way.
Sure.
And that's some... I would like to take... I've said it before. Told everybody in here, like, 9 times. I've said it on the show before. I have 790 points on my account. I don't know how the fuck that happened. I have 790 points. I really would like to play the pit, but I'm aggravated to all hell... that I have to go buy extra points, you know,
just to play it.
Just to play it. Like, I got 790 fucking points. It really, like, really chaps my ass. I should probably buy something for 400 points and then just kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And then just pretend that I never got screwed by that. But, and there's plenty of stuff worth buying, so whatever. It's not a real complaint, but I always just thought that was kind of like, yeah, we're going to get you, you know? We're going to get you with points rollover.
Yeah, I just took it for granted I'd always have some leftover points hanging out.
Yeah. But
I usually was hanging around like 160, actually just less.
Yeah, go buy a
so different from you.
Go buy a theme.
If mine dropped under 1,000, I was like, I gotta have more points. I'm running out.
But no, if I went to buy something, I didn't have enough points. I was like, another however many I needed to buy it, you know, on the credit card, and then buy the thing.
Yeah, and then have like a few more left over.
Mm-hmm.
But in this way, you're actually spending your own money to buy the code. You're not buying points anymore.
And I got to tell you, this is—I would bet you anything. This is related to the like bejesus crazy sales of Lost and Damned, because that was like their first thing where they were like selling the box with the code in it for that game at retail, and they were apparently very, very pleased with how well that sold.
It sold a shit ton.
So maybe it's like, okay, we don't need to like, you know, poke you in the ass with these, like, little code rollovers. We can just, like, sell you the game and you'll buy it and we'll make a profit. It's astonishing!
Yeah. People buy games without,
wait
like,
a minute.
Being...
I don't have to, like, cheat you to get you to buy my stuff?
Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, half the time, there's been plenty of stuff that I wanted and I'm just like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm just a few points shy. I'm not gonna, you know, spend the extra, and I'll wait.
It's Microsoft. They're used to poking people in the ass to get them to do what
they
want.
It's so routine. But how do we stop fucking you in the ass? I don't know how to stop doing this. Remove your giant pensu from my anus and just sell me the game code. It's that simple. Like, wow. Now I'm even more rich. Yes, excellent. Thank you for, you know, never mind. I just think it's really funny. And at some point I thought maybe Amazon's, like, finagled some weird thing where they've, like, cobbled together points and they're selling them in the bundles that they choose to, and it just works out that way, and they're hoping to gain a little bit of market share. But to see that they're just directly selling the codes, I was like, well, clearly, like, Microsoft doesn't give a shit. Like, clearly that's with them. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a joint venture, and that's pretty good. If I'm going to enter my credit card information somewhere to buy a game, I may as well buy it directly.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the point. I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Points, of course, are still, I mean, useful.
Well, you still have to have points to buy, well,
expansive is this thing? Does it cover, like, just like arcade titles or standalone titles? Does it cover DLC?
See, right now, I think it's only arcade titles. I do not think it's DLC. I think that'll eventually get there, though.
Right.
I think it's sort of like, hey, we want to start this. Well, let's put the arcade titles on there first.
That makes sense.
Because I can't go there and download a movie, obviously. I can't, because Amazon wants you to buy the movie.
Yes.
You know? And arcade titles are games that aren't sold in stores.
Yes.
They're sold only on the marketplace. And so giving somebody else that opportunity to buy them there, and it also helps in the gifting process now.
All right.
I can give you these games. Instead of giving you points to buy these games, if you're like, hey, you know, shit, if we all have one game that's like a four-player multiplayer, but one of us doesn't have it.
Happy birthday, here's
worms.
We do what
we used to do, which was when we bought you Splinter Cell. We all tipped in and got him a copy of Pandora Tomorrow so he could play. I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find the link to it to go see. But yeah, I believe it is. Let's see. Xbox Live service offers 100 titles, price between 5 and 20. But yeah, you still need points to buy movies. You still need points to buy, I believe, DLC. You still need points to buy, Microsoft points for your Zune stuff.
Sure.
As well. The music thing is still points related.
Themes and shit.
Themes and shit.
Because that's important stuff.
Yeah. So,
Did I see that right on your screen over there? Scroll up a bit. Is Worms 2 Armageddon really coming to Xbox?
I believe so, yeah.
That's awesome. That was the best one, in my opinion.
Actually, it would be Worms 3.
Huh?
Worms 3 was Armageddon.
Yeah, it was just Worms Armageddon on the PC, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because Worms 2 was its own thing. Well, now I need to find that.
I liked Armageddon. There it is. Right there.
Oh, okay.
Talk, this is radio.
We've got dinner!
You have to
say China Town Wars.
I don't know, I took it back.
Okay.
It's fine. It was good. I played a little bit of it. I was like, this is very cool. But it's I gotta sit down and play this kind of thing. And I just really don't ever play my DS that way. I play my DS in, like, little snatches and bits and, like, while I'm standing in line or while I'm not doing anything for, like, 10 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I need to, like, really just... And I know I can just close the lid and go on with my life with anything, but I really like it to be something where I don't have to think a whole lot.
Right, right.
Those are the kinds of games I like to carry around with me. Which is, of course, to feed back into what we said in the last episode, why I'm so hopeful for a lot of the things that are going to come out on the store, because not only does that mean just the types of games I want to pick up and play at any point in time, but a greater selection of them without me ever having to change a goddamn cart.
Yeah.
They're just there, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, keep something in, like, actually at the moment I've got Chrono Trigger in here, you know?
Okay.
Because some suitably meaty game is something nice to have in the thing when I'm watching Dana watch TV.
Did you check it out or did you buy
it?
That's
how it works. Wait,
so you took back GTA because it
I rented
was...
it.
Okay.
Because it was too meaty.
Yeah, and then I made the ridiculous decision to rent this instead, so...
Alright.
Whatever.
It makes sense to me.
I'm the only one that counts, man. I'm the only one that's got to make sense to.
So, for the worms, I'm glad that they're doing the second, because it looks like they'll have more arsenal that you could do.
Yeah.
Because, shows here a picture of the airstrikes, which I've always liked. Because the first worms on the Xbox Live, it's fun, but you're really limited on your weapons.
Yeah, they really cut it down.
You know, no holy hand grenade, no super sheep, no airstrikes.
Which one is on live?
The worms one. Or worms...
I think it's a just
a hybrid
for
it ain't Worms One.
Yeah.
Worms One.
Like
yeah.
Worms One, like I have a very like particular relationship with Worms One. Wait, it showed on my PlayStation. Like my first PlayStation. So and I don't think that's alive in any form because like the entire series changed like art styles and production styles.
Yeah.
It improved greatly, but like because, you know, like, the worms from Worms 1 looked like motherfucking worms. Like, they didn't look like...
little cartoon...
Yeah,
guys.
They looked like cartoon worms. Like, they looked like fucking worms.
Actually, I think the worms for the arcade is the Worms Open Warfare that first came out on the DS and the PSP.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the same weapons and everything on that, and looks like the same maps. But, yeah,
hey, there we go, man. The Holy Hand Grenade.
That was the best. I love the Holy Hand Grenade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hallelujah it gave off right before it blew people up. So I'll definitely get that. Apparently, if you pre-order Ghostbusters, you get an exclusive shirt and DLC.
Pass.
They're starting to do that a lot with pre-orders and special editions, giving you the DLC, yeah. Depends on what the DLC is, though. Because you know what? If I picked up Gears of War 2 day one at the store, I got a gold Lancer.
Yeah.
Yay. That's my DLC.
Or you just wait for a while and they have all the extra tickets and they hand it to you for free.
Well, not even that. They finally let it go out there that people could download the Gold Lancer regardless. So again, early adopters, there's a finger. DLC, it depends on what it is. Like the stuff that comes with the Batman thing, it's another room and it's some other stuff that you get. You get two pieces of DLC from what I remember reading. And it's pretty meaty. It's an entire room during the challenge mode or whatever that is. They've got some challenge rooms, and you get the download code for one of the other challenge rooms that they have available. What else do we have? There was something else. Oh yeah, Will Wright left EA.
Yep.
Mostly.
Yeah. For the most part,
they still have dibs
you
on anything
really
he does.
Well, that's the thing. He went off to like devote pretty much all of his time to his think tank.
Mm-hmm.
The proceeds of that think tank, like whatever they kind of develop, EA can further develop into game form. Like, that's kind of he's just not involved in direct development, as I understand.
Yeah,
he's just thinking about shit, and shit he thinks up. Somebody else at EA is going to turn into a video game. So I guess, I mean, you know.
It sounds kind of like what happened to Spore, really. I mean,
yeah.
It didn't really turn into the game he wanted to make in the first place.
And it does sound like that, actually.
It doesn't really sound like the situation is much improved.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
If he steps out of, you know, the nominal developer role and into, like...
Well, I doubt he can work for... anybody else as a developer for a while anyway.
Yeah.
So there's, I'm sure, some sort of grace period there.
Very graceless grace period, I imagine.
No compete, that's what I'm
thinking. I'm waiting for the time when, like, he steps away from this thing and, you know, sheds his mortal body so he can exist as pure energy.
Super intelligent
and, like,
shade
and, like,
of blue.
Really take game development to the next level. Like, I think his brain is slowing him down. All those pointless proteins and amino acids are like he can't work his real creative magic trapped in the mortal frame of a human. So that's what happens next, I promise you.
I haven't read a lot on it, but apparently it's, you know, getting a lot of talk. But the 6 days in Fallujah.
I read like the press release in the headline, and I was like, huh. Too soon? Is that the right thing to think? Like, because at first I was like, they're making a game. And they were like, it's not a game. It's like sort of a documentary thing,
but it's really fun.
And it's like, so it's a game. No, but it's really fun. It's just supposed to be like informative and instructional and historical and documentary.
Infotainment.
Fun. Yeah, and it's like...
We actually get the scans of the people who are there into the game.
So it's a game. Like,
yeah.
I don't... If it's not a game, then it's just like a video or like some interesting documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But if I play anything, if I click my left mouse button and like some dude dies in Fallujah, it's a fucking game. So let's like don't run from what it is. And I'm not sure that that's what they're doing, but I don't like it when people can't tell me what their thing is. I don't mind redefining genres. I don't mind, like, breaking out of the box or whatever the hell you want to call it, but when somebody can't seem to just be like... When somebody can't even say, like, this fucking game, man. Yeah, you can kill dudes in Fallujah. Like, I'm sure that would upset a lot of people. But just say it, man. Just say it. You're making a game about Fallujah. Like, whatever.
I've read just a little bit about it, just, like, skimming over it, but it kind of reminded me of America's Army.
Yeah. I felt the same way. It actually, that, and I also strangely had a bit of a, the hell was a Full Spectrum Warrior. I know the gameplay's not supposed to be the same, but something about it really, like, you know, it's a game, but it's kind of like, you know, tactics and real things, and the way stuff actually happens is what's going on. And I'm like, okay. So it's just it's fucking
I love when they do that, when they try to throw their... No. Here's what sets our game apart from everybody else's. We're not a game.
Yeah. Just be a game.
And Battlestar wasn't sci-fi either.
Yeah, right? I mean, we'd never do sci-fi, but this is different, you know, because this is, like, topical, because, like, we just read the news today, and that's what we wrote an episode
of. Turns out you never did do sci-fi.
Yeah.
What was the other? There was one other thing.
A couple other things. Yeah. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I was going with BioWare's beta.
I wasn't
for the Dragon Age tool set.
I wasn't
going to
do that.
Because I want you to get into it.
I was gonna do something that, like, hurts you a little bit deeper. Oh. Like, hurts you down where your balls are.
What?
First you have to stand up.
Right.
Let me kick you.
Now envision Sony standing behind you. And think of things that Sony owns. Dear Sony, what wonderful things do you own? Shadow of the Colossus?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You know Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah. They're That's making right. a movie okay. of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me boot you right in the taint. That's the way
they
it
already
felt.
Made.
I was like, oh my god.
With
like,
my knife boot.
Yeah. I was
they
like, already did that.
They already made a Shadow of the Colossus movie.
And it was
called
good.
Reign Over Me, and it starred Adam Sandler. Yeah, it was really good.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was very good. I don't, you know, we've had these conversations.
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy that's like, they're ruining the game.
See, I don't know if we've had these conversations on air. I know that we've had them off of the air, definitely, but. Okay, fine. They make a movie. It sucks. You know what? It didn't. Look, Doom was shitty.
Yeah.
The Doom movie was shitty.
Even Rock says so.
Did it ruin the game for me?
No.
No, because it's not the fucking game.
Yeah.
It's just a movie based on. You know what I wanted to do?
We had this conversation.
Max Payne. Yeah. We had that same conversation.
We had the same conversation about
Max Payne.
We had the same conversation about Watchmen.
But if anything, it makes me want to go back and
yes.
play that game and enjoy it. But it doesn't ruin it for me.
No. I'm not saying it's that bad. But
it's sad that there's potential that is wasted because somebody did something wrong with it. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think a movie, a film adaptation of that game would be great, animated, not necessarily CG, but an animated film in that regard would be pretty wonderful, probably in the right hands. A live action thing or whatever it is they may be trying to do with it, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
But I think it would lend itself.
The only time I get upset at things like that, which is why I can't get upset about Shadow of the Colossus being made into a movie, is when it's something like Max Payne or Transformers, where it's something that could have made a great movie. You could have done something really wonderful there, and you wasted the opportunity. And now that opportunity is gone and won't come back for a while.
But
yeah,
back
of the
in
Colossus,
the 80s.
I can't really imagine how that could be a great movie anyway. So,
I can't even imagine how
whatever.
It could be a movie. And I think that here's my problem. I think that moving a book to film is kind of a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like to some degree, at least in terms of the production, it's adding a dimension, maybe a couple of dimensions. You're certainly removing a lot of imagination, and you're trying to best capture what mm-hmm. most people envisioned a thing to be. And that's really hard.
A book has its story and plot and everything else laid out for you, whereas sometimes games have a very... Take Braid, for instance.
Yeah.
Make up your own mind, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody else says, we're going to make that up for you in this film.
Shadow was so prolifically...
Which you never beat, by the way.
Yeah. So very much without the constraints of other games, which in some ways, I believe, makes it one of the most perfect games ever made.
It's
because the doing is so much of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It's got a neat environment, a really beautiful place to run around, and like there's a little bit of story, a little bit of dialogue, a little bit of text, and some subtext. But like, the game is about what, like, it so perfectly captures, like, the pain and the triumph and the complexity of destroying these things. Like, that, I don't know, it just doesn't belong in a film. I believe that, like, there is an emotion there that doesn't belong in a film. That, like, if I've got, like, you know, buttery topping on my fingers from eating popcorn and, like, you know, a gurgling soda belly because I'm sitting in a theater, like, watching some kind of Shadow of the Colossus thing happen, I don't know. Like, make, whatever, you inspire something by Shadow of the Colossus, but the implication that you're making Shadow of Colossus into a film is like,
it doesn't work.
No, you're not. Like, and I think it's just a little unfair to sort of insinuate that you can, or maybe just a little gross that you think you can. It just doesn't seem right. It seemed like it was so much about the doing, and so little of the story didn't matter as much. But, you know, when you, like, fucking stuck your sword into the back of one of these things that was, like, in many cases, really beautiful, and, like, into shit to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, I gotta kill you, sorry. Yeah, you know? It sucked.
Well, don't forget the dialogue factor, which was completely lacking.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't about that. It wasn't like, let's just take the script. And it's like,
really?
I can write that on my palm, you know? So, whatever.
But again, you never finished it.
No, I know. I know way more than what I played.
Yeah.
You know, I treat myself the same way with the statute of limitations on game stuff.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, it's not that I think they're ruining a thing. It's that it's really preposterous for them to suppose that they can even do it. And it's like, no, just let this thing be a game. You have a lot of properties that would work really well as a film.
Of course, now that I brought it up,
let this be what it is.
I'm wondering how they would ever make a film out of Braid. Like, every step he makes, I don't know.
It would be like a Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It would be very...
I think, actually, that is the movie of Braid. And in pure, like, time-traveling storytelling mode, it came out before the game.
It's perfect. Genius.
So,
but yeah. Last time they tried to turn a 2D platformer into a video game, we got the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, we did.
I'm just saying.
That was awesome. Didn't ruin Mario Brothers, did it?
No.
Ruined Dennis Hopper, but it didn't ruin Mario.
Stuff to do while you're high. I'm just saying, like, you guys with little heads. God, that's weird. Look at that. It's just
What do you guys think about Jake Gyllenhaal being the Prince of Persia?
All right, well, A, welcome to last year.
No way, I'm just trying to, you know. Since we're talking about video games and movies.
I did have a thought about that the other day, because it came up again, some piece of news, and I was like, this is so dumb, he's not even Persian. And I was like, oh, okay. That's pretty stupid of me to think that. And I can't remember what it was. I specifically...
Well, you remember that story that
I
came
caught
out,
myself...
Where an actual prince from Persia was trying to get the role.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, and it looks preposterous. It looks like, clearly, the prince from Persia should be able to play the Prince of Persia. Not Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's like, it's dumb. And something in my mind, I realized... No, that's just... Like, I just realized how wrong it was. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, well, Fisher Stevens played the Indian guy in Short Circuit, so naturally everything, you know, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that was.
It wasn't like that. It was something, you know, a little. It was actually sensical. And I was like, yeah, okay. I guess I can't be. I mean, that's acting? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I felt about it. I guess at some level, I was kind of like, well, you know, Nolan played the Prince Persia. Like, I'm just saying, like, the prince doesn't sound Persian.
No.
like, and that's really cool. And nobody has ever, like, you know, and nobody was like, he just doesn't sound Persian, so that's wrong. Like, you know, like, layer some sort of preposterous accent over the whole thing, and all of a sudden it's great. It's like,
sounds like Nathan Drake.
Yeah, and it's like, I recalled, I guess that's what it was. I was like, well, I don't remember having any problem with how it sounds, so why must he, you know, I don't know, it's weird. I'm not Persian, what the fuck do I care? Like, I have no right to be upset about it. You know, if somebody in, I don't know, Iran wants to get really upset about it, then I'm sure they already are. So, I don't know. If it's, I tell you what, maybe it'll be a good movie.
You can only hope.
And, well, hope's usually about the only thing we have when they make video game movies. So, I don't know. Maybe it'll be really good. And, like, then it won't matter. You know? It totally won't matter. So, but yes.
Bruckheimer's involved, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, but things don't, well, okay. Yeah, that's true. Whatever. That's fine. That's fine. No, Michael Bay was involved.
Oh, God.
That's not necessarily. Oh,
Michael, wait. Things do not explode. Like,
so he can direct Explosion Man.
Yeah.
Explosion Man.
I don't think there would ever be a more perfect pairing than Michael Bay and Explosion
Man.
Well,
yeah, that, and I always wanted him to make a Burnout film.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Because I know he loves car wrecks, and I know he loves cars, and I'm like, man, you can go for it. You take that, you know? Has anybody ever made a movie out of a racing game?
Shit, I don't know. Let me think.
I can't think of one.
No, I don't think so.
They've made video games of racing movies.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm thinking that. I mean, but nobody's ever made a movie out of a racing video game that I know of. I just remember hearing what's his name? Uwe Boll made some ridiculous. I was like, really? You're going to make that a movie? I'm going to pick that Postal.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Nothing he does counts.
Yeah, that's true.
I was sick.
Even as a movie,
yeah.
Let alone a video game. Movie.
Anything else he does.
I was sick a couple weeks ago, and I was like, you know, just in my house, just, you know, trying to recoup.
Are you
and
about
everything.
To justify watching Postal?
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
I've known you for a minute, man. I know where you're going.
There is no justification, but. Oh, it was
and
bad.
I was sick, and I had fever, and I took the wrong medication, and then I got punched in the face, and then somebody put a gun to my head, and I had no choice.
Next thing I know, it's on Netflix, and I'm like, all right,
the
what the hell?
Next thing I know, which pretty much means that I had nothing to do with, you know, clicking and then entering some stuff and then agreeing to pay the fee and then the
waiting
whatever.
Waiting for it to do its thing, and like, yeah, Postal's loading.
But the
Postal's
next thing I know...
It's on my screen!
I'm watching really Postal, and there's nothing I can do about it because I'm so sick.
Right. There's totally that Clockwork Orange shit going on underneath my eyelids, and I had no choice.
It's like you guys were there.
Next thing I knew, I really loved it, and, like, you know, I fired off a fan letter to Uwe Boll, and, like, there was nothing I could do. It was so awesome.
You know, like,
I had no
choice. When's Postal 2 coming out?
Oh, it was bad, as we all probably can guess.
What was it? We saw footage of Postal 3?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Video game.
Yeah.
It was shown
They're
off,
making Postal 3.
It was shown off during GDC, not at GDC, but during that same time frame, they showed footage of Postal 3, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was a 4th or what. I didn't know. I don't know.
No, 2 was the last one.
Yeah, a third Postal.
Can I remember that?
I don't know. What else? Anything else?
Not really.
Not much. This weekend, I'm booking my hotel and I'm booking my flight to E3.
Good job. Good on you.
And then... Yeah.
And then you'll go later.
And then I'll go.
When is it? What are the dates?
June, the first week of June. First week of June.
The first week of June.
Man, I fly out May 31st, and I come back. May 31st is a Sunday. That's when I fly out, and then I come back that Friday.
Okay, so you're not going to miss too much. As far as all the stuff's coming out in June. I thought you were going, like, the end of the first week into the second week.
No. It's June 5th, I think, is when I come back.
Haha, you dumb sucker. You'll be at E3 when all the cool games come... Oh, never mind. Fuck!
Yeah, I'm just curious as to what's going to be there and what I get to get some hands-on time with and everything else. Yeah, I'm really excited for it, so... looking forward to it. And... Yeah.
Yeah, that's all the newsy stuff that happened.
So we didn't about, like, what's going on from here on out?
What?
Recordings?
No.
No, okay.
Not yet.
Sorry, guys.
Well, because I wanted to give Matt
Fuck
a second
you.
To, like, talk about Metal Gear.
I liked it.
Because like...
How's well, that for a second?
Because you bought a PS3.
Yeah, I finally next thing you know, got around.
Get playing Metal Gear.
Right.
Well, I got out of the PS3 because, you know, I heard you... I got on my iPhone listening to you guys talking about Uncharted.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I've been wanting to play that. I've seen the videos. It looks like fun. So
I picked up the
Uncharted PS3. And I'm like, all right. And while I was there, and like, you know, I had this special...
What did you play first, Uncharted or Metal Gear?
Uncharted. I played it first because I'm like, all right. And I put it in. I'm like running around. I'm like, oh, this is really pretty. This is really fun. I'm enjoying this. All right. And, you know, let me get to it. You know, I got up to the U-boat. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. It's U-boat. Let me take it out. And I put it in Metal Gear. Next thing you know, I'm like...
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's, you know, 2 in the morning, and I'm, like, just staring at the, you know, my eyes
what
are burning, and
happened?
I'm like, wow.
What the hell was that?
I don't want to drink after that monkey.
Yeah. Well, actually, when it first, you know, hit, you know, playing,
you
know.
Let me lay on this surface and see what my costume does. Let me go over here to this one and see what my costume does.
Well, when it started, before, you know, the game first starts, you know, I had the interview with David Hayter, and I'm just like, look at this going... What the hell's this?
That's the TV show? Least weird.
Yeah, but that should...
Like, that was like, you're like, God damn it, this is weird. And then you flip the channel. And
yeah, like, then you're like, whoa.
And you're like, no, I was wrong. This shit is weird.
And like, keep on going. I'm like, flipping through the channels, just trying to see all the stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's just really bizarre. Yeah. Then the game starts and the chick's cracking the eggs. And I'm like, all right, what is this code? I'm like, should I write this down? You know, all numbers and everything? Does this mean something?
Yeah.
And it probably does somewhere. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think it does shit. It's just like, whatever.
Just to tick you off.
I was like, God damn, those eggs look pretty good. Some eggs. Daniel, we got any eggs?
They were pretty cool until, like, I think it was in the fourth act or something like that, where she had two of them. They melded, the yolks melded into one, and that just kind of freaked me out.
Well,
and, like, mutant eggs.
Clearly at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're computer eggs.
The nano machines and the eggs. But
the game was weird. And it's another one of those games that I changes for me as I think back on it, as I get further away from having played it. And I'm like, I'm not going to mean this exactly the way it says. It was intoxicating for me because... It was all wrong in a lot of ways. It was full of just weird shit like it always is. But somehow, it all seemed to belong together in a way that some of his previous weird shit didn't. He pulled shit in two that was just like, and now some weird thing. And you're like, can I just please get back to killing the guys? Okay, fish and mailed. Yeah, I fucking get it. Can I please play the game? But in this one, like, stuff would happen, and I felt like I felt like I was walking through some strange art installation, or like I was watching an art house movie, or just like somebody was just doing stuff to be interesting, but it kind of found a way to make it all not... There was no continuity. It just seemed to all belong together. Like, I could sit down and start a new game and watch a David Hayter interview and be like, this is fucking bullshit. And he's totally wearing, like...
Yeah, he's got the solid eye on.
And it's like... Somehow it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I never felt that about his previous games. I always felt like the weird shit, just really hated it.
I almost felt disjointed.
I kind of cherish it, and I don't know why. And maybe it's because of the act breaking, like how each of the acts was so fundamentally, clearly what it was. You know what I mean? Like, all the major acts.
Right. And they're unique to themselves.
Yeah, like, walking through Europe was, like, clearly, like, this thing, you know? From the putting on the young snake face all the way to the, you know, well, after the boss fight. Like, I was like, this is very, like, this is so much its own thing. And then, like I told you, Act 3 was, like... And
that was
how
beautiful.
How cool was that?
That was great.
The entire thing was just... It was lovely.
It was.
It was kind of full of dumb shit. It was really great. And just like we were talking about before, I totally feel like going back and playing it again now.
I'm definitely going through it a second time now.
Yeah, get some more of your gizmos and whatever. Get some fun weapons. Enjoy the gun porn.
Eventually, I really want to try and get the big boss badge.
Yeah. It's tough. Some of those things are tough. I'll never even bother.
I think I'll probably have to get the stealth armor before I could do that and just try and... run around people, but I really thoroughly enjoyed it. The different levels, there are things obviously that, you know, annoy me, and like you said, Drebin, he was just
I didn't like him.
I didn't like his character. I didn't like his monkey. Yeah,
that monkey. Like, it wasn't even a real monkey, and I wanted to kill it.
Like a
so
hairless
bad.
Mr. Bigglesworth
you have
monkey.
No idea how much I wanted to kill that monkey. And yeah. Like that's how I feel about normal monkeys. Like my hate for normal monkeys is at a 10, and I hated this monkey more than any monkey I've ever hated in my life. So,
just you know the way he's like talking. And this little beauty, she was you know really bad, and yeah. some bad things happened to her. So now she cries.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that every time, and it's like okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to. Yeah. I wanted to skip it, but at the same time, I'm like, should I not? You know, I'm already watching this. You know, just maybe it was.
But it was good, and like I'm glad you finished it because
I like a lot of the character relations, like how Olga was Sonny's mom, yeah. You know, even though she's dead, and you know, finding out you know about
spoiler warning.
Oh yeah,
even though it's been a while, but
yeah.
There you go.
The game's kind of old, but you know, finding out who the DARPA sure. chief is,
yeah,
and you know the real significance of that, you know, because yeah. I don't know if that was planned from the beginning or. Yeah,
you know that it wasn't.
Yeah.
But how do you like the final fight?
The four stages.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It was cool. I kept on trying to.
I liked it.
I kept on trying to like you know I like throw some jabs instead of just you know doing the whole grab choke whatever, right. And that just wasn't quite working right because you know I'd do that and he'd just like start beating him you know beating my face in.
Right.
And I'm like oh, okay maybe I should adjust this. I really liked running around in Rex.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was kind of fun.
It was cool.
With
the game is full of great shit.
Guns and everything. The vamp fight was the one that just pissed me off.
Really?
Yeah, because I you know I'm like
oh it took you
I forgot
yeah.
you know how
yeah.
the whole CQC so I'm just like nailing him down and he just hops back up. I'm like all right now yeah. what do I need to do?
It
and,
takes you a while.
And I called up Otacon. It's just like go kill her for Emma. I'm like I'm trying to man. Yeah. You know,
this is the part where you tell me exactly how to beat this.
Yeah, game. And then I was instead of using the right trigger for the grabbing because I didn't really use the CQC that much.
I didn't use it at all.
Yeah, I'd much rather just shoot someone with a trank gun or whatnot. So, you know, I'm like, well, is it this button? So I'd you know, use the left trigger, and he'd just like flail his arms, and Vamp would spin around and do his little ballerina stuff, and you know, tap dance on my head.
Yeah, I actually had to go look up how to do CQC. Pretty bad, but.
Yeah. Nonetheless, good game. Glad you beat it.
Yeah.
We can continue to have conversations about it. Now you can go beat Uncharted.
And now you can go beat Uncharted. Exactly.
And I was playing a little bit today of Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah.
Doing that. And,
lovely game.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
I get to... It's, you know, I'm not saying that it's all, like, completely awesome over there in PS3 land, but I do get irritated when people suggest that there's only, like, two games over there worth having. It's like, come on, man. Like... Come on. No. There's lots of... It's good. It's good over there. It's okay. So, good deal. Good deal. All right, so you've dealt with that. I just want to make sure that was in there and out there.
Well, this weekend I'll be playing Godfather 2 when it comes in. More of
Godfather
2.
Hey, I haven't really read. I heard that, like, people are pooping on that. Is that true?
I've heard good and bad. I've heard a good bit of mixed.
All right. Did you play the first one?
Huh?
Did you play the first one?
No. Never touched the first one. Never touched the first one. Put this one in my games like you. I've got... What else have I got? I got Ninja Blade in there, and I wish it would hurry up and get here, but they haven't said that yet.
Not to be a spoiler, but, you know, in Godfather 2, he knows it's Sonny, and it breaks his heart.
I don't care about that. Just won't play. What was the other thing I have in there? Riddick.
Oh, Riddick. Yeah.
Yes. So, I got that in there. I'm trying to play that. But, Godfather 2 this weekend, more Mad World... I need desperately to progress further in Halo Wars. I kind of threw that away once Resident Evil hit.
Yeah,
and did that and haven't. Gone
have
back
you
to
got
it.
Any further than where we were?
No.
You want to?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, all right.
That'd be nice. It's always fun co-op. So,
okay, we'll do it.
It'd be nice
because we were having fun.
Yeah,
we were just stupid on that one mission.
Yeah, we were.
I don't have any guys left. Okay, I'll make more guys. Well, I don't have any guys left. I'm making more guys.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, wait, I got to give you guys.
Well, there was that discovery. Then I discovered that you could heal the ship that we were trying to protect.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. What if I did it on this thing? Oh, my God.
We're not very smart. We're not smart at all.
All right, hold it for five more. Yeah. Oh, damn it. We had like a ton of people.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that this weekend. I'm just going to fuck around my normal shit this weekend, so Nothing spectacular, but I'll get on and we need to communicate. We need lines of communication.
So oh, City Heroes, yes.
Yeah.
We need to do that.
Get back on some Pinnacle.
Yeah. Get out there and do whatever.
Do you guys want, I mean, are you thinking, like, go back to Hero, or are you going to try Villain?
Ah, fuck if I know. I'm going to do them both.
See, I've still got my characters intact. My, everything's still there, because I never got rid of my account or anything.
Yeah.
It's still on the server, so I'll jump in there. I've got a guy on, I've got both. Although they're relatively, you know, huge in level. You know, I got one guy maxed out. The other one's at, like, 30 or 35.
I'm at 5.
On the well, I just, I think at this point, considering how long we've been gone, it's justifiable to go back and
it is, but start anew. You know, I'm going to check out some of the other stuff while I'm there. But, you know, I've got all my stuff still there. But I guess same server, Pinnacle?
Yeah. All right. Do you remember which level you get your movement enhancements?
4. Well, your first stuff was... At, I thought 5 or 6. Or
it's 6.
Okay.
6 is your first, and that's when you can pick hover
or combat jump,
or like the
little weaselly bullshit.
And then when was it after that? 12?
No, it was like 16.
16. Yeah, it was up there. Yeah. It was up there when you got your next one. However, when they give you like the jetpack, you were telling me the jetpack. Yeah, it's just like hover, isn't it? I'm like, fuck, no, that ain't. That's fast.
Yeah.
You obviously haven't played with hover.
No, I did the super jumping. Which I really enjoyed.
That's the way to go.
Super jump is really cool. I had a thing. The way I had built my last character was like where I was making heavy use of scripting, because I didn't really appreciate the idea that they penalized you for, like, if you're flying, say, like you're actually using the flying power. They penalized your accuracy. So you basically couldn't hit shit while you were flying. Hover, however, offered no penalty. So I'd like...
Oh, yeah, it did. Movement.
No. The active hover had no hit penalty.
No, it didn't.
So what I did was I applied a bunch of scripts and things that did a lot of stuff. Among them, if I'm standing still, I'm using hover. If I hit a directional key... It would auto switch to flight. So as long as I was still,
you could attack.
I would hover because what I like to do. I was a kinetics defender, which I still think is one of the funnest things I've ever played in an MMO. Kinetics energy defender, because it was all about like I can't heal you directly, but I can like suck the life out of this thing and spread it to everybody, you know, and do all that. I loved it, but it was very difficult to see the battlefield. So I thought, like, it's only fair that I should be able to kind of sit above everybody and kind of, like, negotiate my shit. And I liked it. But they, you know, again, they had those penalties on the flight. So that's what I did. I used a script so that I could always be flying. And as long as I was still, I was technically in hover and didn't have any penalties and stuff. I mean, I don't know how any of that works. It's 4 years of game mechanics ago, you know. So for me, it's worth going all the way back to level 1.
I'm thinking with the jetpack, maybe, you know, since that's a pretty reliable way of, you know, getting around up high, maybe doing that with a teleport.
Teleport was fun. Again, I'm talking about like shit that happened 4 years ago, so clearly it's not relevant. There are a lot of people that are whatever. I just know what it was like before. I think before I quit, I used up one of my respecs and gave one of my characters nothing but travel powers.
Yeah, you did.
So I like had one character that had like 6 slotted travel powers, and that's all they had, which was actually really fucking cool. Like,
yeah, super speed. I finally got to see you or know somebody who was using super speed.
Yeah, that shit was really fun.
Yeah.
A lot of it was really fun.
Now, if you really want to know, head over to COG, go to their MMO section, make up a thread saying, hey, I'm getting back into COH, what should I know?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you somebody will either know or point you in the right direction to find out. But yeah.
Either way, yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. What about you guys? What's going to be
What are you going to be playing?
I don't know, man. I don't really have it in me to play Resident Evil 5 by myself, and there's, like, not really anybody wanting to go through it with me right now.
On the 360 or PS3?
360. And I don't think I have any more interest in playing Mad World, so it'd take too long to get anything else from Gamefly, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a long weekend. I need to play something.
Yeah.
Peggle.
Yeah. I don't know. We should figure out a way to get you somebody, match you up somebody so you can beat Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Because we need more completion.
hey, we're a podcast. Jeremy needs somebody to play Resident Evil with.
Yeah, this episode will probably be out after the weekend's over anyway. So.
this will probably be up Monday.
Well, he'll still need somebody to finish Resident Evil.
I'll probably send it back Monday.
Maybe we can put it together this weekend.
Maybe I'll see if I can grab it and go through it with you, with all my shit. I'll spend some money on the infinite stuff, and we'll go through there, but I will not fucking go through that boss fight with you. You're going to have to find somebody else to go through
one
with. The very last one.
It would be totally easy. We would totally know what to do now.
We know what we're doing.
Because last time we were like, we don't know what we're doing.
But I heard somebody, just read our comments in there, and somebody... No. Okay, so it was the episode where we talked about boss fight being frustrating, and somebody commented, he's like, were you playing it on single player? I went through that thing on veteran. It was fine.
Me
and my brother, we went through it on veteran. It was fine. So then his brother signs into his name, comes back, it's like, hey, I'm his brother. That guy was a bitch when I went through it the first time, but when I played through it with such and such up above, I had infinite ammo, knew what to do. No problem. I was like, well, of course.
Yeah.
We were up to throwing rocks. It was like, we were at that point when you run out of bullets,
throw the gun.
Yeah.
That's where we were.
I did the whole game single player. I didn't do it. I didn't have any problems.
I understand, but I understand there are things that are, to some degree, easier just because, Sheva's AI, so she can't be expected to do certain things, so it's sort of... I'm not saying it's fundamentally different, but it's like, it's single player. So Chris is doing all the heavy lifting, as far as a fight is concerned. Whereas in co-op, all the things that Sheva would know to do, you've got a stupid meatbag in control of her who doesn't know what's going on, which is what Scott and I had. So... You don't know. The AI doing its normal routine, that's not the case.
Let me ask you a question. You're playing in single player. What happens when QuickTime events pop up? Because when you play it co-op, James would get his own set of QuickTime events that would
and then
pop
while
up
I'm doing my while I'm doing my set on his screen, he would just see like Sheva or something like that,
At the bottom of the screen it would just say Sheva. And I would hope, like hell, he's pressing whatever button he's supposed to press.
Well, like when you're running and the floor's collapsing and the thing's all coming down.
Well, but those are things that you're doing exactly simultaneously.
Okay.
Because even on that...
Okay, like in the final boss fight when you had to like punch the rock and everything while Sheva's doing her own little thing up on the top.
Oh, yeah.
I just, doing my... I had to hit the combinations of, all right.
See, part of that problem was I would go up there and like kind of fall down because the thing would collapse. And I would have to hit X for her to hold on.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't climb up until he'd push down the boulder.
Yeah.
But, like, for a long time, we didn't know, like, that's what he's supposed to go do. So I would literally be sitting there having to do, like, the fast tap on X for, like, a bleeding minute. And I would just fall and die. And we were like, trust me, I cannot press this any faster. So it's stuff like that where it's like, you don't know because the AI isn't either... taking care of itself or showing you what to do or whatever like that.
So during that section when she fell, at first I'd attack Wesker a little bit just to slow him down. Then I'd, do the whole stuff with the rock and punching and grabbing and poking and tickling and then push it in and she'd run down and meet up with me.
Sure.
So
It's a little bit different. But there was one scene when you first meet up with the other operatives and you're being attacked by the bicycle gangs. Not the bicycle, but the motorcycle gangs.
Yeah.
And like
the bicycle.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Ching ching. Yeah. Oh my god. We're being attacked from the 30s. But yeah.
That one's got newspapers. Yeah, but it was like a thing where like Sheva would have to do something, so I would get a QuickTime button thing.
You have to do it for both.
He would get nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to do it for both. And also with the battle with Wesker and the airplane, you had to do it for both of them, for Sheva or for Chris.
Yeah, because it would be like, like we would be doing something and like we would just die. And I'd be like, did you fuck up? Scott would be like, yeah. And then another time he'd be like,
we played. That's okay. That scene on the airplane. That cut scene there when...
there's all those QuickTime events.
He gives this fucking dialogue, and then it starts the QuickTime event right after we got done in the hangar. And it goes to that scene. We watched that thing like 10 times. Because I would get it, then he would miss it. then he would get it, or I would miss it. And it, oh, fuck.
And you just can't tell. All of a sudden it would just end and be like, yeah, sorry, that was me.
And as, you know, the QuickTime events in 5, they weren't bad. I honestly, the fight with Krauser in 4, I hated worse.
See, here, and maybe this is because, that one was just, maybe because it's a, like, we were playing over the internet, but sometimes, I swear to you, these motherfuckers gave you about a half a second to hit that fucking button.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
You had to be on your point and, like, man, waiting for it.
Or, yeah, but that's even if you knew what it was. Like, no bullshit, sometimes, because I was playing a Sheva, it's like, X, now you're dead. And I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, what the hell? I was drinking some tea. I thought it was supposed to cutscene. So, I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe we. Yeah. If he can get that or something, we can throw it together. Because I'm gonna have to go pick up Halo Wars if we're gonna get that done. So, yeah. But you've already got Halo Wars, so you can pick up Resident Evil and get that done with him, and it'll be great.
And at some point in there, I'll play City of Heroes.
Right.
Colony of Heroes. Yes. Yeah. So, what that does it?
Yeah, that does it. We are out of here.
Email us, everyone at ingamechat.net, and we'll see you later. Bye.
And now a peek into the universally acclaimed internet audio whimsy, the Fudcast.
So I'm going to the mall to go get a game, and I'm wandering around, and I decided on getting a copy of Animal Crossing. So I take the game over to the guy, and he's trying not to laugh at me. So I ask him, hey, dude, what's the problem? And he's like, nothing, you used to look a little old to be in the third grade.
Wow, apparently he knows what a lot of third graders like, I guess. What'd you tell him?
I told him I hoped his mother died like those guys in Indiana Jones.
Which guys?
When they open the ark.
Oh my god. Yeah, hopefully.
Fudcast. In-depth game analysis every other Sunday at gameradio.us.